Moose Jaw, the Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery, MJMAG, is the first stop for a new provincial art exhibit that features photographic works by Canadian artists whose images present as lens-based performances. Storytelling, Performativity and Narrative in Photography, opens in the MJMAG's Norma Lang Gallery on Friday, February 7th and runs until Sunday, April 27th. The six featured artists include Catherine Blackburn, Laurie Blondeau, Xiao Han, Miriam Magsy, Meryl McMaster and Laura Street Pierre. According to the show's description, the photographs reflect a performative nature, taken as video stills or documentation of performance art are presented as elaborate figurative compositions within settings that border on the fantastical or are imagined recreations of historical scenarios. The resulting images are rife with story, reflecting diverse narratives that are poetic, political, surreal, spiritual, or perhaps even mythic, the description added. These are stories that inform and speak to cultural and diaspora identities that are constantly producing and reproducing themselves anew through transformation and difference. This exhibition will be touring around the province for several years with the Organization of Saskatchewan Arts Councils, OSAC. While the organization is letting the MJMAG open at first because it's originating from here, explained Jennifer McCrory, the MJMAG's curator, director. They're a great partner. We've partnered with them for years, she continued. And it's either a great way to get some of our permanent collection pieces out or just curate shows that we're interested in featuring artists like from Saskatchewan, or from Moose Jaw, and getting the work out to broader audiences. Three of the Aboriginal artists are from Saskatchewan, as Blackburn is from the English River First Nation in northern Saskatchewan and now lives in Toronto, Blondeau is from Saskatoon and now lives in Winnipeg, and McMaster, who is a pretty big name, is from Red Pheasant First Nation near North Battleford and now lives in Ottawa, McCrory continued. Furthermore, Han is a Chinese-Canadian from Saskatoon, St. Pierre is a Franziskan artist from Saskatoon and Magsy is a Muslim artist from Toronto. So, all of their works basically include figures in the landscape, the curator remarked. It's very performative in nature. McMaster includes herself in stage photographs and creates portrait shots, which sometimes depict Indigenous legends and identity in Canada, McCrory said. In fact, many of the exhibit's artwork contain elements of cultural identity. For example, Magsy photographs women in veils, burkas and niqabs standing in different Canadian landscapes, while St. Pierre depicts herself attempting to live sustainably with the food she grows. Also, Blackburn's photographs depict a person performing in a landscape while wearing beaded works that she created for fashion shows. Meanwhile, Han recreates the history of Chinese cafes from the 1920s, when such restaurants weren't allowed to hire white women. Such a story exists at the MJMAG, and two owners from Regina and Moose Jaw challenged that prohibition at the Supreme Court of Canada. So, Han is recreating that history to speak to sort of that racism, said McCrory. So, in all of this work, there's an element of performance, which I think is really interesting. McCrory encouraged people to attend the exhibition since there was likely something they might enjoy. Moreover, she thought this show meshed well with Gabriela Garcia Luna's exhibition, a beautiful and introspective collection. Next door, since they both used photography, spoke about landscapes and addressed cultural identity. An artist's reception for Storytelling is on Friday, April 4th at 7 p.m.